And now tens of thousands of people have once again held a rally in Tel Aviv to protest against so-called nation-state law. The protest is organized by Palestinians living in occupied territories. This was the second large-scale demonstration in Tel Aviv in recent weeks. Demonstrators condemned the law which defines occupied territories as a historic homeland of the Jewish people, giving them supremacy over non-Jews.
I am here mainly to say that this law is racist, an apartheid law, a law that says there are two kinds of citizens, first-class citizens who have rights and are protected under the Constitution, and second-class citizens that you can give them right as individuals, but in terms of the definition of this law, they do not have any right.
Protesters call for equality and cancellation of the legislation. They're arguing that the new law will make them second-class citizens. They accuse Israel of racism and discrimination against other ethnicities. The controversial legislation was passed by the Knesset just last month. Joining us now at Berkeley, California, is Mr. Paul Lurudi from the Free Palestine Movement. Hello, Paul. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, it's not the first time we're talking about this, but we're seeing multiple protests, and they're not just Palestinians. You know, there's people from basically any non-Jew is going to feel targeted by this legislation. Are they justified in feeling discriminated against?
Well, they've been justified in feeling discriminated against since the creation of the State of Israel. What we have here is a law that's been passed that says that Israel is exclusivist, and that now those who are not Jews, really, it's reinforcing the fact that they have no place in Israel. As far as the protests are concerned, this does not signify that there are enough people to overturn this law. The law is not going to be overturned. And the reason for the protest is because those who support the law, the racist law, are quite happy for them to protest because it shows the kinder side, supposedly, of Israel. Well, who are the Jewish protesters, though? The Zionists, there are Zionists, and perhaps mostly Zionists among the protesters. And these Zionists want to protest against this law because they feel it reflects badly upon them because they are Israelis. But don't they want a Jewish state? They intended from the very beginning to have a Jewish state. And now it's just becoming more obvious, which is the only thing they don't like about it, as far as I can tell.
Because as you very well know, Tel Aviv likes to purport that it's the only democracy in the Middle East. I'm sure you've heard that 100 times coming out of various officials out of Tel Aviv. And it's funny, the word democracy, what does a demo mean? The first part of the word, it means people. So when you're only representing the Jewish population in that area, obviously it's far from a democracy. Why does Tel Aviv, so harshly, why does it like to keep pounding on this notion that it is a democracy?
Well, one of the points that they're making is that that these protesters are permitted. They're against the law, so supposedly they're kindly disposed towards Palestinians and they want to uphold Palestinian rights. That's not true. Only the Palestinians there want to uphold Palestinian rights. The Jewish Israelis, by and large, I mean there are some exceptions, but. But even those who protest the law, most of them are Zionist. In other words, they want a Jewish state. Well, what's a Jewish state? If you have a Jewish state, non-Jews are it's not their state. It's for Jews, right? Well, that's what this law says. And they're protesting it because they don't want it to be so obvious.
And that's the thing. A lot of critics are saying that exact same thing, that this law is legalizing apartheid then constitutionally in occupied territories. Is that the case?
Yeah, it's creating apartheid everywhere in Israel. It's the intention of Israel from the beginning. They said it more than a century ago. The Zionists said, "We want Israel to become." They said Palestine at the time. They want Palestine to become as Jewish as England is English, which, from their point of view, means There's nobody there except the Jews. They want all the Palestinians, all the non-Jews, to be gone. That, and this is another milestone in that direction. The Palestinian culture and the Palestinian civilization and society has been essentially wiped out in most of Palestine. And in the remaining areas of Palestine, it's in retreat, it's under pressure. It's Israel is trying to make the rest of Palestine just like 1948.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Paul LaRudy out of Berkeley, California, from the Free Palestine Movement.